Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and a sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is September the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things in life I have been set free from. Hallelujah. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. You know, I am so happy that you are tuning in this morning because we get to continue with my brother Bill, my mentor, my spiritual father to sorts. And if you listened to last week, if you haven't, you should go listen to it. But if you have, you'll know that we just kind of finished up talking about how he had to see me and how that began my change. So our scripture, you know, was 2 Corinthians 5:17, talking about you're a new creation. And that's how he saw me as I walked it out. Praise God. It was a walk.
It was a process. You know, it's a process of faith.
Yeah.
Because you're going to see the results by faith before you see them in the natural.
Absolutely.
But God's word never returns to him void.
Amen.
It never fails. And so when God reveals you his word to you, especially in a specific instance, you have to hang on to that.
Amen.
And you can't look at the natural. You can't look left and right, and you can't be moved by natural things. You have to look at it through the Spirit, through the eyes of God and his word, and it will always bear fruit when you don't let it go. Just don't let it go and just keep it going. To me, I stand back and I'm going to be honest. I'm going to toot your horn a little bit, Julie, but I mean, it's just absolutely amazing when I look at what the journey God has done with you. I mean, over, was it 5-6 years or more now, that it's just like, wow, that's how it's supposed to work. Yeah. And it's like, all right. And the Lord, you know, like, who's next, Lord? Who's our next victim? I mean, and that should be the process. Who else are you going to target and let them know who they are in Christ? And start watching the supernatural take over in their life.
Amen.
And that's making disciples.
That's it.
So, yeah, it's amazing to see. It's actually really encouraged me because I want to see that in my own children. I have 4 children.
Right.
And I want to see that. I want them to know who they are in Christ. And I don't want them to ever doubt they're right with God. I want them to know who they are.
That's awesome. Well, perfect. So if you guys couldn't tell, my brother is full of the word of God and he is full of revelation. And, you know, I have been speaking now for months about righteousness and the importance of righteousness and how it is a game changer. And when I say righteousness, it means your right standing with God, being right with God. And it's all based on Jesus, not what you do, not what you don't do, not any of that. It has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with Jesus and your faith in Jesus. So with that importance, and I've learned a lot of that. Well, I learned it from my brother Bill through his Bible study and then through Caris Bible College as I went to school. And it's just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger in me. And it's foundational in you. And it's foundational in the body of Christ, which the majority of don't understand it.
That's true.
And so I asked Bill to share the latest revelation. Well, I'm sure he's gotten revelation since then, but he preached back home in Montana and my mom sent me a recording of it and it is fantastic. And now listen, folks, this can change your life. If you will listen, I beseech you, brethren, to open your ears and your heart to hear what this is going to speak to you, because this is showing the importance from the Word of God of righteousness and how you can't grow any further. Unless you understand this, you're really not going to walk into the fullness God has for you.
Truth.
Exactly. Praise God.
Yeah.
So I want you to just share, Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's amazing.
Well, sure. I guess I'm not exactly sure where you want to go with it, but I mean, understanding righteousness is essential for the born-again believer to live victoriously in life. If you want the things of God to manifest in your life, you want heaven on earth to manifest in the midst of the enemy's attacks, because they're coming. If you want to see that, you have to know that you're right with God. If you ever even doubt your righteousness, and if you're standing on the fact that your church membership, you were baptized here or that, and you know, these actions, and I'm not against any of that. That's all good. But if you're standing on that, is you're right with God? Because you'll never meet the right standard.
Right.
He's got a standard that no man can meet, but Jesus himself, God himself had to come and meet that standard. And that's the only righteousness that's acceptable to him. And your faith in that righteousness, if you don't want to be found standing in your own righteousness,
mm-mm,
you want to be found standing in his righteousness, then it works.
Right.
And when you start to understand that, the more free you become.
Ah.
You just become freer and freer, and not to sin, but free from sin.
Ah.
Free from the lies and the deceit of the enemy. And so understanding faith righteousness is huge, absolutely huge to the victorious life of the Christian. That's why we're seeing so many sick, broke, defeated Christians, is they don't know who they are in Christ.
Right.
They really don't. And so there's an actual, I would say, like a famine of understanding in the body of Christ, and especially in the United States,
yeah,
of who they are in Christ and
right,
what it means.
Right.
So I want to be like Paul. I don't want to be found standing in my own righteousness.
No, but be found in him.
Be found in him, in his righteousness.
In his righteousness.
Because that's the only one that meets the standard.
Really? Because when we get to heaven, it's going to be like, what makes you right with God,
yeah,
Almighty? What,
yeah,
makes it okay for you to come into heaven here?
There ain't going to be anybody bragging.
No,
nope,
no.
Not on themselves.
And if you're going to say anything other than because of what Jesus,
yep,
paid, then things aren't going to go good for you, folks.
No.
That's all we'll say.
Not well, not well. But no, and I guess what you were previously mentioned to me a little bit about maybe Sharon,
mm-hmm,
was something that kind of God revealed to me that I'd never heard a message on.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a little scary. Because you're like, whoa, did I just hear God? And it's like, okay, Lord.
Yeah.
I need to take some time on this, but it's been several years now, and it's just confirmed throughout the word to me.
Right.
And it just fits. And it all kind of started on the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? And what does he do? Why was he sent? Why is it so important? Because Jesus mentioned him many, many times. It,
yes,
is expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, I can't send this Holy Spirit to you.
Right.
So, boy, I'd sure, many times in my thinking, I'd like to have Jesus sitting beside me in the car, personally,
right,
in the flesh. That would be huge. But he said, no, it is more expedient. So who is this Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And why is it so important? So anyway, in John chapter 16, let's start in verse 7. Jesus speaking here, he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Three things. And they were put in order and purpose. Verse 9, of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Those three things are paramount. When I saw that, I knew there was something there. And I just started reading it and meditating it and praying about it. And then all of a sudden, it just hit me. The first thing the Holy Spirit will minister to you too, is of sin. Singular.
Praise God.
That was huge. I'm,
yeah,
like, whoa, whoa. And in verse 9, it explains what that sin is. Because they believe not on me. That's the only sin the Holy Spirit's going to deal with you. Especially if you're an unbeliever, that's the only thing he's going to deal with you on.
Yeah.
He's going to convince you of Jesus. He's going to reveal Jesus. He's going to draw you unto Jesus. He's drawn unto you, and he's drawing you to him.
Amen.
The person of Jesus Christ. That is being born again. That sin is dealt with when you say, really, you say, uncle, I quit trying to earn my way to heaven.
Yeah.
I quit trying to be right with God on my own way through all these things the world say is the way to be right with God.
Right.
When I submit to the gospel that, yeah, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him, and you submit, and you're humble enough to say, I can't do it, Lord.
Yeah.
I'll accept righteousness. I'll accept it,
right,
as a gift in Jesus Christ. Boom. That sin has been dealt with.
Amen.
And you have become the righteousness of God.
Right.
You are born again.
Right. And you know, there's a lot of, but then, you know, you have the church come in and say, you know, Holy Spirit, he's going to get you every time,
yeah,
you sin. And, you know, I love how Andrew Womack has always said, he's like, once you become a believer, the sin, he's still going to convict you of the same sin of not believing on Jesus.
Right.
So he's not going to say, what are you drinking for? He's right. going to say, why are you not believing on Jesus?
Right. All sin.
For your relaxation.
Exactly.
Right? Because that is what sin is, right?
All sin is a replacement for Jesus.
That's it. So that's what the Holy Spirit is going to convict of. So if you're going to a church that's saying, oh, the Holy Spirit's going to get you. No, the Holy Spirit is convicting you of one thing,
yep.
of one sin, and that is not believing on Jesus.
Exactly.
Praise God, whether you're a believer or unbeliever, if you really want to split hairs.
Right. Both.
Right.
Yep. He's going to reveal Jesus to you.
Amen.
And that's all sin is conceived in, not believing on Jesus.
That's it.
For that area of your life. Right. Wanting to be right with God is the biggest one.
Absolutely.
That's the paramount one. And not believing on Jesus, trying to find it through another way, through meditation and this and, oh, I'm spiritual, woo, 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 with the trees and whatever you might say. Telling you what, that's sin. You are not right with God in any way except through Jesus Christ and faith in him.
Yep.
And so anyway, but it's very important that that's the first thing
yes.
the Holy Spirit will minister to you. After that, the second thing will be righteousness. He will establish you in righteousness. And what have we been talking about last week and now this week was understanding faith righteousness. So the Holy Spirit's going to minister to you. It ain't about your performance
right.
as a Christian that's acceptable. It's your believing right. It's you being in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's that he's going to convince you. He's going to reveal your righteousness, not your righteousness, but his righteousness in you.
Right. Exactly.
That's what he's going to reveal. That's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. But you have to be born again. If you're not born again, if you haven't dealt with that, you aren't righteous.
Right. You're anything
so
but
he
righteous.
Can't even go to step two and right. convince you of any righteousness. I mean, it doesn't even require the Holy Spirit to understand the law.
No.
It really doesn't.
Right.
But it does require the Holy Spirit to understand Jesus.
Right.
And grace.
And being right with God.
And righteousness.
Apart from works. Your actions.
Apart from works.
Yep.
And one more of judgment, and that's the authority of the believer.
Right.
So there's three things, the three things the ministry of the Holy Spirit will do. He'll deal with you on sin, righteousness, and judgment. And the judgment is because the prince of the world is judged. He's already won it. You don't have to go defeat the enemy. He's already defeated. You just got to remind him of that defeat.
Right.
Take the victory that Jesus has already done. But you will never do that if you don't know who you are in Christ. If that is not established, then that's the problem with a lot of the authority of the believer teaching is a lot of people don't understand their righteousness. They're still working on their righteousness with God rather than living in his by grace, by faith in his grace. Once that's established, it's not about you anymore.
Right.
It's about the victory he already wrought in defeating the enemy. And then you execute it through the words of your mouth and the authority that God's given mankind on the earth. Then you can speak to mountains and watch them move. Because you're not standing on your own righteousness. You're not standing on your authority. It's his authority.
Amen.
It's in his name. All of a sudden, speaking the name of Jesus over some situation, bam, now we got results. And I think that's a lot of frustration in a lot of the church world is people trying to get results that they see. You know, Jesus said, the works I do, you will do also. He's talking to you and me. And if we're not seeing the same works that Jesus did in our own life, why is that? It ain't his fault.
No.
We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal to us that we're right standing with God.
Amen.
Through him.
Yeah.
And it's by faith in his grace.
And if you're not able to hear the rest of this message, please give me a call or send me a text message at 970-919-0459. Or you can find me on Facebook at Arrested and Freed. Or you can go to KRDO News Radio and you can click on radio, click on podcasts, and you can find me there under Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free.
And once that's established, you're on a rock solid foundation. Executing authority over the enemy in a situation is it doesn't, and that's where Jesus, faith is a seed, grain is a mustard seed. It doesn't require great faith.
Yeah.
Because it's his righteousness, his power, his victory. You're speaking to that mountain from a position of authority.
Right.
His position, his righteousness. And you quit looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And mountains will move.
And, you know, it causes you to live different. And I've said that over and over again. And I love how you say the same things. And it isn't like we plan any of this, but you believe right and you live right. And so you guys, righteousness for our generations, for all generations, is so important, because understanding that, I love how it's the different, it's like a step. So step one, you got to get born again.
Yep.
Step one, you got to deal with that sin issue.
Yep.
Because it's done. And then step two, you got to understand how righteous you are, and you walk your life differently.
Yep. Once you understand who you are in Christ, it's natural.
Right.
To live. You're not even trying to live holy. Holiness just starts coming out of you because right. You fall in love with people. You fall in love with the Lord, and it just becomes who you really are. You start living who you really are out of your spirit, man.
Right. And it's such an important message, you know, and I talk a lot about how today and in this day and age, well, I guess I don't talk a lot about it, but this day and age, there is a literal attack on identity. There really is. Yeah.
Right? Scary. It's almost ridiculous.
It is almost ridiculous because it is taking people out. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, like when you go through puberty, it's hard enough to figure out who you are, what's going on. But now they're like, oh, you can't even have a firm belief that I'm a boy or a girl. Now it's turned into this mess. But look, you guys, knowing who you are is a game changer, and yep. The enemy is attacking it.
Yep.
And this righteousness thing, I can see it like in a step, you know, like in a, what your revelation that you're sharing is like a step. Like, and how many years did I walk on just that salvation step?
Right. Didn't even fully understand that.
No.
You were saved and stuck just like me and miserable because you had one foot in the world and one foot on righteousness, but yet you didn't understand it.
No.
And so you're tormented. You wanted to be right with God. You wanted to be live righteous. You wanted it, but you didn't have a clue how, because the world already had a pull on you.
That's it.
And you, in the whole time, the Spirit of God dwelled in you, the creator right. of heaven and earth, the power was right there. Mm-hmm. And all you had to do was renew your mind, get yeah. your mind in agreement with your spirit, and that body of yours, that flesh, will come dragging along, kicking and screaming all at once. But I tell you what, the power of the soul and the spirit together will override the flesh.
Yes.
And once you get those two in agreement,
yeah,
holiness happens.
Yeah. It's just it's natural. A fruit.
Yep.
It's not a work.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what a lot of the world sees, the Christian's world, is they see a Christian saying, here I am, a tree.
Yeah.
And I have the fruits of righteousness.
Right.
Hanging from my tree. Come and eat. Well, when they get up close, it's rotten because they duct taped the fruit to the branch. Exactly. They have the actions, but they don't have the heart. They don't know who they are in Christ.
No.
But they're living right. I don't smoke. I don't chew. And I don't kiss them girls that do.
Right.
You know, that's, wow.
And we've done there.
And we've all been there.
It's that white knuckle misery.
Yep.
Misery. So for those of you out there that are listening, and maybe you're thinking, this is so outlandish, I have never heard this stuff before, I just want you to know that it is not impossible, you guys. Number one, step one, is dealing with the sin issue. If you've believed on Jesus, and somebody listening has not done this, so if you've believed on Jesus, and when I say that, I mean you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God sent his Son to earth to die as a payment for your sins, and then he died on the cross for your sins, for your sickness, and then he was raised from the dead on the third day. If you believe that, folks, you are right with God. It doesn't take any more than that.
Yep.
Period. But that's only the first step.
Yep.
And if you have just made that decision, I want to hear from you. I would really love to hear from you today. Give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a text message there. I'm not going to out you. I just want to pray for you and I want to congratulate you, because you know what? The Bible actually says for when one person does that, when one person believes on Jesus, did you know that all of heaven celebrates? And I want to celebrate with you and with everyone in heaven since you have done that. And then I want to get you in contact. I want to connect you with some great teaching about righteousness, because that's the next step.
Absolutely.
Right?
You begin the process of renewing your mind.
That's it.
Because every born-again Christian wants to live the victorious life. They want to just live righteous, love people, live in the supernatural realm that God provided for us to have, but you need to renew your mind of who you are.
That's it.
Before that stuff will manifest. And it's not works. It's not, you're not earning it. It's already inside you, but you got to learn how to release it.
That's it.
That's all it is. It's a process of learning that how to release the righteousness God has put in you, not that you've earned. And that's the tree you want to be. And when you start learning to do that, you're drawing from the root of Jesus Christ in you. Then the fruit becomes sweet, and the world needs this fruit. The world needs us. We are the salt and the light. That's the fruit to me. We are the ones. We are the answer to all the world's problems because Christ lives in me.
That's it.
I mean, we can argue all day long politically.
Right.
But in the end, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, the only one that's going to fix this is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In us.
Amen.
Doing something.
Right.
But drawing upon the root of Jesus in us and letting the fruit hang. And the world is starving.
Amen.
For the fruits of righteousness that are real.
That's awesome.
We do that, we change the world.
That's it. Exactly. It's just as simple as that.
Yep.
And so I'm calling on those people too that have, maybe you've given your heart to Jesus, you're walking on that sin step, and maybe you want to take a step into the righteousness step because you're not going to go any further without it. And if you're just walking along that salvation, you've dealt with the sin, you're probably living a tormented life. And that's really who my heart is drawn to, because you and I both lived that for so many years.
Absolutely. It's a life of torment.
It is.
It's one of the worst. I mean, I saw people that were never even born again living in less torment than I was.
Right.
Because they had no idea.
No.
And yet I didn't, you know what I mean? And so, yes, if you're saved and stuck and you happen to be dedicating and rededicating your life till your dedicator's almost broke.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, you don't understand who you are in Christ. You don't understand faith, righteousness, and you need to. And as soon as you do, freedom, baby. It starts getting fun. It starts getting good. I mean, a smile is easy to come upon then.
That's it.
And the supernatural just starts flowing from the inside out. It's not heaven raining on you. Heaven's already deposited in you.
Right.
Heaven starts coming out of you.
Right. And it's not a white knuckle thing once again.
Exactly.
So if that's you, give me a call or send me a text message on Facebook at Arrested and Free or on my telephone number at 970-919-0459. And we just have a few seconds left. So I want you to make sure and tune in next week, you guys. And Bill, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us. And you... I know I've told you, but you know, we're not criers and we're not real touchy-feely people either. So
yeah.
I just want to say thank you.
You're
because
welcome.
You were a vital part in who I am today. And so you guys, I am so honored that you were able to listen to my brother. And make sure and tune in next week at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio. And have an awesomely blessed week, everybody. Bye.
I know you are the reason why the world's so beautiful. And I know.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. So, you know, for the past couple of weeks, I've had a guest speaker with me. But this week, coming up, I'm getting back into the promises of the righteous. Hallelujah. So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio. And let's take a look through Proverbs for the promises of the righteous. Bye.